In the book of Acts, the second chapter gives us the beginning of a new day, a beginning of a new dispensation, a dispensation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the people was in one place and they were in one accord. And the Bible says that there was a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. If it had been in this day and time, we would have said that it sounded like a tornado coming down. And how do we describe the sound of a tornado? We described it as if a train was coming through the house. So would it be proper to say that suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a train running through the whole house? It came in like a train. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, when this was noised abroad and all of the people came together, they said, "What meaneth this?" They were amazed. They were astonished. They could not figure out exactly what was going on. They wanted some answers. So they asked, "What meaneth this?" And Peter had the answer. Have you ever tried to explain to people who, when they are around those who speak in tongues, and they want to know what does it mean and how does it happen? You don't have to struggle to find the answer. You don't have to go to your commentaries. You don't have to rely on others. You can just do like Brother Peter did. You can reach back to the Word of God, the pure, holy Word of God, written by men that were moved on by the Holy Spirit. That's what Peter did. Peter said, "This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel." Have you ever looked around in your church and wondered, is this that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel? We all want a New Testament church. In fact, most churches claim that they are New Testament churches. If you feel that your church is a New Testament church, if you feel that you worship as those men and women did in the New Testament days, look around you and ask yourself, is this what Joel spoke about in his writings? Is this what Joel prophesied? Is what I see when I look around, is it that which Peter was talking about on the day of Pentecost? I know what most people will answer. Tongues are not for today. And then they'll say, even Paul asked the question, do all speak with tongues? Paul did indeed ask that question. But I want to ask you a question. If all do not speak in tongues in your church, if you're in a New Testament church, shouldn't at least some of the people speak in tongues? Shouldn't at least some of the people prophesy? Shouldn't some of the people have the gifts of the Spirit? I know all do not have the gift of miracles or the gift of tongues or the gift of healing, but shouldn't some of them have this gift? Somehow I believe that if it is a New Testament church, that some of the people would have some of these gifts, at least the pastor and the deacons and some of the elders in the church. Everybody wouldn't have to have all of these gifts in order to be a New Testament church. But down in your heart, don't you feel that at least some of them should be able to speak in tongues? Some of them should be prophets. Some of them should be pastors or teachers. If you are in a New Testament church, some of these things that happen in the New Testament church would certainly be in your church. That's something that I believe that you ought to think about. Just think about it. And what reason did Peter give for all of this happening on the day of Pentecost? Peter used the Word of God to validate all of the happenings of that day. If the Holy Spirit is moving in your church, it can be validated by the scriptures. And if it can't, then it's not scriptural. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.